At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI marked the fourth Sunday of Easter and World Day of Prayer for Vocations with a special Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, during which 22 men, deacons of the Diocese of Rome, received priestly ordination.
Christe eleison.
Outside the basilica, the sun shone brilliantly in an almost cloudless sky, bright blue and splendid at the end of April over Rome.
Santa Maria Mater Dei.
Inside, the solemn strains of chanted prayer expressed the grave festivity that lived in the hearts of the gathered faithful, and most especially the anxious joy of expectation. To all those gathered in the church, it was somehow sharply clear that something was to happen, something in that place on earth that was not of this world. After placing his hands on each deacon's head, Pope Benedict spoke the few simple words that signed their very souls, their very selves, from now unto eternity.
Siano degni cooperatori dell'ordine episcopale, perché la parola del Vangelo mediante la loro predicazione.
In the prayer of ordination, Pope Benedict conferred on the 22 servants of the Church at Rome the authority to celebrate Mass and reconcile the faithful to God through the sacramental forgiveness of sins. They are priests of Jesus Christ forever.
Con il lavacro di rigenerazione e nutrito alla mensa del tuo altare, siano riconciliati i peccatori.
In his homily, Pope Benedict thanked the Lord for his gift of their priesthood, saying the Christian community at Rome is 22 times enriched with new shepherds. The Holy Father continued to say, the certainty that Christ shall never abandon us, and that no obstacle shall ever impede the achievement of God's universal plan for salvation, must be for the new priests a source of constant consolation.
Sia per voi motivo di costante consolazione anche in giorno.
The goodness of the Lord is always with you, said Pope Benedict, and it is strong.
La bontà del Signore è sempre con voi e è forte.
Following Mass in the Basilica, the Holy Father greeted the faithful gathered in the square beneath his window in the Apostolic Palace and prayed the Regina Caeli with them.
Cari fratelli e sorelle,
in remarks before the traditional Marian prayer of joy in Christ's final victory over death, the Holy Father recalled how the fourth Sunday of Easter is Good Shepherd Sunday, and also spoke of the theme for this year's World Day of Prayer for Vocations, which is the vocation to the service of the Church as communion.
Il Concilio Ecumenico Vaticano II,
noting how the Second Vatican Council put special emphasis on the Church as communion in presenting the mystery of the Church in our time, Pope Benedict said that the rich variety of gifts and ministries in the people of God is thus set in high relief. Pope Benedict said all the baptized are called to do their part in the work of salvation.
Tutti i battezzati sono chiamati a contribuire all'opera della salvezza.
After the Regina Caeli, the Pope addressed the pilgrim faithful in many languages, including English.
On this Good Shepherd Sunday, the Church observes a World Day of Prayer for Vocations. In my message for this occasion, I emphasized that the call to ordained and consecrated life in the Church is a call to communion, a communion rooted in the unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel, the Father and I are one. Today, I invite you to join me in praying that young people will answer to this call to communion and the service of the Church by responding generously to Christ's call to priesthood and religious life. May God bless you all.